Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Dow futures up 2.25. That's 225. NASDAQ futures are up 110. As is reported, you've got, did rates go down somehow? The benchmark on the 10-year note went to 3.58. The 2-year climbed to 4.08. And those are making things better for the markets. I'm going to let somebody else explain that. Right now, I think the market is just looking for anything to make them feel better at any moment. Anything at any moment. Elon Musk and a host of others saying, hey, can we put a pause on the AI? This is getting crazy. Artificial intelligence labs urged by Elon Musk and others to stop training AI systems because we're getting to a place that there's a real risk here. So you've got Musk, you've got Steve Wozniak. I'm sorry, not Wozniak, Wozniak. My apologies. Creator of Apple. Saying we've got a real issue here. Now, ChatGPT, which is the big one on this AI, you ask it a question, it gives you an answer. Over the weekend when I was in Nashville, I was with a group of people, and we asked it some questions, and the level to which it got things wrong was massive. I mean, it got many, many things wrong. But there's a follow-up to this where you're starting to hear of companies saying no one is allowed to access this. You are not allowed to access ChatGPT from one of our machines, from one of our computers, from the office. Absolutely not. University systems are very freaked by this because ChatGPT is going to write every term paper in America. And kids are going to hand it in. Here you go. There was a story that Hammer and Nigel were doing yesterday about the concept of ungrading. And the idea is that there are universities, just like how they're no longer paying attention to SAT scores, you've got, here's NPR with the stories, to help new students adapt, some colleges are eliminating grades. Because, you know, they're freshmen and they're learning and figuring it out. Why should they have to have grades? The idea is meant to ease the transition to higher education, especially for freshmen who are the first in their families to go to college or who weren't well prepared for college level work in high school and need more time to master it. So the translation to that is we don't believe in standards and we're not going to make people actually do the work because that's not our business. And I had a conversation earlier this week with Sue Elsperman, the president of Ivy Tech. Of course, we're going to be celebrating Ivy Tech the week of April 10th. That's going to be, I believe that's already set up and presented by PA Jewelers, your graduation gift hotspot headquarters for all your graduation gift needs, PA Jewelers in Brownsburg. But this story had not come out, so we didn't get to this conversation. And we will. I think Sue Elsperman and I have enough of a relationship that I'm going to be able to get rough and tumble. And it's clear that I have to get even more rough and tumble in my interviews. Honestly, thus right, not rudely. The university system doesn't seem to care what the student does. Just give them a degree. After all, that's what they're paying for. Standards are meaningless. And we have seen this over the years when you have these freshmen come into a school and then they sit there and protest and demand this and demand that. My gosh, I want to be a doctor, but organic chemistry is way too hard. You have to put an end to that. You're too bigoted. You're not woke enough. And we're going to demand this. And then colleges kowtow to this and they'll get rid of a professor and they'll do that. They're freshmen. These people don't know anything. They don't know anything. They're not bright. They'll get there, but they're not bright yet. They don't know the world yet, and they think they're in charge the minute they show up. And as the university seems to see it, well, they're paying their money, and our job is just get them through, take the money, enjoy tenure, get them through, be gods on college campuses where everyone says, oh, professor, yes, professor, right away, professor, anything you need, professor. So what does it matter that you don't do grades? Grades are not the story here. The story here is that you get to go on 5 vacations a year as a professor. I mean, that's the story here. That's what matters. That's what ungrading is. You're not going to grade freshmen because they're going to have a hard transition. Why have standards? That's really preparing them for the real world. These universities are a joke that do this. Universities that don't demand and universities that don't stand up to students who think they know better and tell them to get their ass out of the school, not universities worth a damn. I will tell you my conversation with Sue Elsperman, president of Ivy Tech. DEI came up twice and we have a disagreement. But it's interesting to hear her talk about it because what I think she's talking about is just how to be normal. And, well, if that was the case, we wouldn't need all this craziness. I will share those interviews with you in a few weeks. I will also have more of this on Tony Katz today at noon. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.